The hottest mass tort leads for 2024. Is your law firm looking to expand this year? If so, then lead generation should be your top priority. Getting the best legal leads doesn't have to be complicated. But it does matter which mass tort leads you're going after. Wondering what's hot for mass tort leads in 2024? With research from our experts, we have provided some of the top legal leads for attorneys this year. Let's get started. Mass torts cases. Did you know mass tort cases are filed by millions yearly? They can result from prescription drug issues, medical devices, defective products, and more. Additionally, these can leave plaintiffs with serious injuries and even death. When considering how best to increase your caseload, what are some of the best mass tort leads to have in your caseload? 1. Camp Lejeune. This is the year that the first trials for Camp Lejeune litigation will occur. Nearly 150,000 administrative claims and 1,500 lawsuits have been filed. Plus, the first settlements were reached in November 2023. And in September 2023, the Justice Department and Department of the Navy announced 3 voluntary elective options for faster, more efficient resolutions. These tiers include: Tier 1, claimants with kidney, liver, or bladder cancer, non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, or leukemia would receive settlements of $150,000 to $450,000. Tier 2, claimants with multiple myeloma, Parkinson's disease, kidney disease, or systemic sclerosis, systemic scleroderma would receive between $100,000 and $400,000. Claimants involving death would receive an additional $100,000. Congress approved legislation on August 3, 2022, that will clear the way for veterans and their families seeking compensation. Hundreds of thousands of people who lived, worked, and served on the U.S. Marine base at Camp Lejeune from 1953 to 1987 may have been exposed to water contamination that resulted in health problems, including infertility, miscarriage, cancer, and more. 2. CPAP. In September 2023, Philips Respironics agreed to pay at least $479,000 in reimbursement for CPAP machines and other flawed devices that were recalled. This tentative settlement is subject to federal court approval and does not address other personal injury claims or the cost of medical care related to the machines. Philips CPAP machines and ventilator recall involved millions of potential victims due to carcinogens and toxic chemical exposure. The foam used in most Philips brand CPAP, bi-level PAP, and mechanical ventilator machines is made from a polyester-based polyurethane called PEPUR. As this foam breaks down over time, it emits toxic chemicals that can cause headaches, vomiting, and lung irritation. As of January 2024, there are 755 active CPAP lawsuits pending in MDL against Philips. 3. NEC baby formula. Necrotizing enterocolitis is a devastating disease that affects 1 in 1,000 premature babies and may be fatal in as many as 50% of cases. This disease causes inflammation and bacteria in the intestine, and babies fed formula are at a significantly higher risk of NEC. In August 2022, the JPML consolidated 97 NEC claims in Illinois MDL 3026, and there is a separate class action MDL 3037 in Illinois for Abbott's recalled infant formulas. As of January 2024, 342 NEC formula lawsuits are pending for MDL. Litigation remains in the initial stages, with no approval settlements or jury verdicts. It is expected to play a big role in the mass tort litigation for 2024. 4. Chemical hair straightening. On October 21, a Missouri woman filed a mass tort lawsuit against beauty companies for selling allegedly hazardous chemical straightening products. Women who use these products more than 4 times a year had more than double the risk of uterine cancer, and can also increase the risk of uterine fibroids, breast cancer, and endometriosis. Due to the type of hair product, black women are more likely to use chemical hair straighteners. With over 400 cancer lawsuits in MDL, chemical hair straightening is the fastest-growing mass tort of all time. In August 2023, Judge Roland approved the master complaint for the lawsuit. 5. Paraquat. Paraquat is the main ingredient in many commercially sold herbicides used on American farmland. 50 accidental paraquat poisoning deaths in 2013 led to new licensing and sales restrictions. Recent studies link paraquat exposure to a 2.5-time increased risk for Parkinson's disease. With over 200 plaintiffs added per month since 2022, this mass tort case is growing quickly. As of January 2024, no settlement has been reached and the MDL is still in an early phase. 5. Mesothelioma. As of July 2023, lawyers continue to accept mesothelioma cases. With a trust fund of $30 billion set up for mesothelioma victims and asbestos exposure, this mass tort continues to provide relief for victims. Symptoms of mesothelioma can take up to 20 to 50 years after asbestos exposure. And the life expectancy once diagnosed is only 12 to 22 months. However, the average mesothelioma settlement is between $1 million and $2 million. And the trend is that they are increasing. 6. Hernia mesh. Physiomesh is a sterile, surgically implanted device used to repair ventral hernias. In May 2016, the FDA issued an urgent safety notice to surgeons. Data from two extensive unpublished studies showed a high rate of hernia recurrence and revision surgery in patients. As of December 2023, over 20,000 plaintiffs were pending cases and hundreds of new hernia mesh lawsuits have been transferred to this MDL. The third bellwether trial verdict in November 2023 led to a $50,000 settlement. 7. Talcum powder. Women that use talcum powder have a 20 to 30% greater risk of developing ovarian cancer. In 2013, the first talcum powder lawsuit was won in federal court against Johnson & Johnson. In 2022, J&J spun off a newly formed business entity, LTL Management, to resolve 38,000 pending talcum powder claims. This new entity would then file bankruptcy, limiting the remaining plaintiffs' ability to file appeals or seek additional litigation. However, this move was rejected by the courts, and J&J has faced over $3 billion in verdicts and settlements. By the end of 2023, there were over 53,000 pending cases in the talc class action MDL, with Johnson & Johnson wanting to pay just $9 million to resolve the cases. This is not enough, and hopefully 2024 will be the year of a reasonable settlement. 8. Firefighter foam. Aqueous film-forming foam, a type of firefighter foam, contains dangerous chemicals linked to kidney, pancreatic, prostate, and testicular cancer. Firefighting foam lawsuits were all transferred to the United States Federal Court in the District of South Carolina by the JPMDL as of March 2023. Through December 2023, over 6,400 toxic firefighting foam lawsuits have joined the MDL. Litigation is expected to continue well into 2024. 9. Exactech. In 2021, artificial joint maker Exactech issued a voluntary recall of 147,732 implants. Orthosurgeons used these defective inserts and devices during total hip, knee, and ankle joint replacement procedures. The packaging let in too much oxygen, making some materials oxidize and break down. Exactech reported unusually high failure rates to the FDA for the now recalled implants and inserts. As a result, the JPML officially consolidated the recall lawsuits into a new class action MDL in October 2022. As of January 2024, there are 1,090 pending lawsuits in MDL. No trials or approved settlements exist at this time, and the number of cases continues to increase. Which MDLs are done in 2024? 1. Tylenol. A class action lawsuit against Tylenol is pending as of January 2024, but it is likely that this MDL will be dismissed. Why? Because in December 2023, the judge ruled to exclude the evidence presented by the plaintiffs. According to the judge's ruling, the scientific evidence linking acetaminophen use to autism is inadmissible in federal court. 2. 3M earplugs. Defense contractor 3M was the exclusive earplug provider to the U.S. military from 2006 to 2015 and was standard issue hearing protection for all military service members. But the earplugs were defective. In January 2022, a federal jury ordered 3M to pay two U.S. Army veterans $110 million in hearing loss damages. In August 2023, 3M agreed to pay $6 billion to settle nearly 260,000 lawsuits after their failed attempt to move the lawsuits into bankruptcy court in hopes of limiting their liability. 3M had grown into the largest mass tort litigation in U.S. history. Grow your mass tort business with LRSP. The bottom line? Mass tort leads can increase your caseload substantially. Each year, we sell 100,000 mass tort leads, with all leads generated in-house via multi-channel marketing. Plus, we deliver mass tort leads to our clients in real time, and co-counsel opportunities are available. So believe us when we say we are the right lead generation partner for you. Ready to learn more? Contact our expert team right now.